Hey, this is John Bollinger with Premier Guitar. I'm here in Nashville, Tennessee with Esme Patterson shortly before her show, pre-soundcheck. Esme, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, totally.
So tell me about this very cool guitar.
Her name's Cruella.
DeVille, nice.
The white and black.
Yeah.
I actually didn't own a guitar that cost more than $100. And my manager was like, just gave me this guitar, actually. He was like, please have a nice guitar. It's going to sound much better. So I love this guitar, and I play it all the time. But
are you
I
a
didn't
Ronnie
actually
Wood,
buy it.
Are you a Ronnie Wood fan? Or was
yeah,
just,
totally.
Yeah, who isn't?
I know. Exactly.
Yeah. So have you done anything, or just straight from your manager to you?
Well, I have a friend in Portland. I live in Portland, Oregon, and he is kind of a guitar wizard. And he hooked it up to the Tesla meter and explained the magnetic force of it. And we've kind of tricked it out a little bit here and there.
Do you know any of the secret mods or those?
I can't. If it's a secret mod, I can't tell you.
Yeah,
about
of course.
It.
Of course. Well, nonetheless. Okay. So is that your number one?
This is my wifey.
Yeah.
And then I got my girlfriend.
Oh, good. Well, let's look at this sporty girlfriend. Then.
Yeah, this is my midlife crisis. No,
sure,
just
a little
no,
early.
No, this is a little $100 guitar that I bought in Portland at a great store called Trade Up Music. They have great stuff. And I just was recording my last record and got a really big, beefy twin Fender amp that I don't bring on tour because it's so heavy. But I got this little guitar to do some kind of additional lead guitar stuff on it. The Stratocasters are really fun. And
yeah, cool.
It pairs well with the Fender Twin, I feel like. Too.
Yeah, absolutely. So do you grab this one when, do you work it into the set, or just like when you break a string?
It's kind of a backup.
Yeah.
A just in case guitar.
Right. So when you flail that one to death, that one's
I did.
Ready.
Yeah. I went through a period of time where I was breaking a lot of strings because I was going through a breakup. So I was like, I got to have a guitar, extra guitar. I'm going to break some strings.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. Okay. Very cool. I like that a minimum setup. You've got this one, your number one, and your backup just in case.
And definitely.
Tell me about this pedal board. Let's segue into that.
This pedal board, I made this, actually, with my dad. It cost $2 to make.
Nice.
I went to one of those hardware thrift stores and I think it's a piece of a cabinet or something. We just sawed it and DIY'd it, and this one is from a really cool Portland company, actually Portland, Oregon company. Catlin Bread makes awesome pedals.
Sure.
And I love that one.
What is that?
It's the Bell Epoch. It's like a tape delay.
Okay.
And I love that pedal. And then this one we went to the Earthquaker factory Akron, Ohio, and those guys are so rad. They let us take a tour, and I bought that pedal, and all the guys in my band were like, oh man, that's like the coolest. So we all got to go back there and get those. Too.
What is that? What does
this
it do?
This one is, it's a reverb, but it also does a non-oscillating delay, non-self-oscillating delay. So it doesn't do like the feedback loops. It's like you can play with the delay, and it doesn't create a feedback loop and self-oscillate, which is really cool. And the tone's awesome.
So do you just... do you kind of set it and forget it, or do you twist
I've messed
as you,
with it the whole show,
Cool, fun.
That's I feel like the different songs need different things, but
sure.
I'm working on getting better at doing it with my feet.
Yeah, the tap dance, yeah.
Yeah. And then this is an overdrive I really like, just when you need to be nastier, and this is a cool tremolo that I really like also, that use here and there.
Cool, everything you could hope for. You know, this does look a little...
It's a little wobbly, it needs a little work. But I made it myself. So.
I like that. I like how high it is. Too.
Yeah, it's nice angle, you know.
Yeah. No, I love it. That is very cool.
That's pretty cool.
And I like
the handles.
Yeah.
It's stylish and practical.
Right. Do you put it in a little suitcase or?
Yeah. Well, in a big suitcase, but
Cool. Great. Okay, that's easy enough. Two guitars, five pedals, self-made board. Let's get to amp land.
Yeah. It's a Mesa Boogie. I got this at Guitar Center, actually, used,
cool.
Which is not glamorous at all. But I wanted an amp that had kind of like a richer, like more rock and roll thing, because I put together a band of dudes that rocked really hard, and I was like, man, I got to get a beefier amp. So
Right. This
is a pretty great rock and roll amp, and something I like about it is that you can adjust the EQ yourself, like the frequencies. Like, you can either do the auto EQ, or you can do it yourself, so you can kind of like, if there are certain frequencies you want to cut out.
Sure.
It's kind of cool to have that.
Yeah,
I love, I just like the tone of it. And
do you run it fairly clean and then get the dirt from your overdrive, or just a little
bit
of grit?
I do most of the grit from the amp, actually. I leave it on, and I like to let it warm up and play it pretty loud. And
yeah.
So most of the grit comes from the amp, actually.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. So do you record that as well?
I haven't yet, but I plan to.
Yeah. Okay, well, hey, congratulations. Enjoy your
thank
tour,
you.
And thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
It's John Bollinger. Till next time.
Don't forget to sign up for PG Perks, your all-access pass to exclusive gear giveaways and discounts on PremierGuitar.com.